Happy Saturday, guys. What's up? Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Peralta. Every single morning, we are here on the Betting Pros YouTube channel and wherever you get your audio podcasts after another nice night. 3-0, 3-1, 3-1. Not going to get angry about doing this. 3-2-2, basically. 7 or so units up over the last 3 days. That's not bad. Hopefully you guys have been taking advantage of this. And well, hockey and basketball, and now baseball. Not bad for us with those three sports. If you want to use some of these plays for a new account with a new account at BetMGM, you can do so with the promo code JUICE. When you do that, you will get a $1,000 first bet offer on the new account from BetMGM.com. Okay, so for today's bets, I've got three. I'll give you a couple of leans, some extra stuff if you want it. There's a big fight here in Vegas that I'm really psyched to watch between Lomachenko, who is my favorite fighter, who I've only seen in person fight once. And I have my kid tonight, so I don't think I'm going to be able to go to the fight, but going to be psyched to watch it. It's going to be fun. We have a UFC fight night card to talk about a little bit quickly with a main event with Mackenzie Dern in action against Anita Hill. So this is going to be fun to see that fight go off. And well, I think there's a lot of people who are going to be watching, well, a lot of sports to be quite at. Well, there's a lot of sports going off. A lot of things we get to kind of Anita Hill's that's from the 80s, showing my age. Angela Hill, sorry, I thought I said that wrong. Angela Hill against Mackenzie Dern in the main event, UFC fight night at the Apex here in Vegas. So big fight card. This is going to be fun. Good fight combat night. But what I realized was I'm bad at betting combat sports. Like, it's pretty, we talked about this earlier, just my overall record now. If you look at my combat sports betting versus my other sports betting, I mean, combat sports has put me in a pretty big hole. I love betting football. I mean, combat sports, I love betting football, but I love betting boxing and mixed martial arts, but I'm down 4.7 units doing it. The NBA will improve to what? 31-19, up 11 units, 10.8 units. So basically 11 units in the NBA. NHL will improve to 89-79. That'll put us up 7 units. Baseball is now flat. We're 15-14. We're down 0.2 on that, or 0.28 on that. So basically 0.3 units on that. So pretty much flat in baseball, but down 4.7 units for combat sports. The other sports have been kind of, the NFL is only 6 bets. That was the Super Bowl and the playoffs. And then college basketball was one that hurt me too down 4.75 units. But now we are in the black and we are now up 3 units or so, historically speaking, for the Daily Juice. So look, I fully anticipate we're going to give this back at some point. It's been a very good week. Let's keep it going. Let's hopefully finish both the NHL and the NBA out strong. But before I give you the picks for today, they're a little bit predictable. I'm going to warn you on that, except for the combat sports ones. But let's talk about how you guys can win a free year of Betting Pros Premium. It's very easy to do so. You're going to like this video. You're going to subscribe to this YouTube channel for Betting Pros and leave a comment underneath on YouTube, because when you do, you can be the one that in the month of May, we give a free upgrade to Betting Pros Premium. Whether you're looking for access to exclusive picks, top-rated player props, or custom analysis of the way you're betting, Betting Pros Premium has tools to cash more bets. It's pretty simple, but if you don't want to wait for the giveaway at the end of the month, sign up today at bettingpros.com/upgrade and start betting smarter, not betting harder. All right. So we know what's going on here for baseball. We're fading the A's. A's on the run line. We cashed that last night. A's on the run line. Astros on the run line. We're fading the A's. Minus 140. Books are going to start to make us pay for it. But on this road trip, every day for the next 7 days, Astros, and then they take on the Mariners, I believe, is the next stop on this road trip. Run line, run line, run line. Don't care the juice. Try to get the best juice you can find. Try to find it, but run line. Lay 1.5 runs. We're not going to win every bet, but hopefully we go 5-2 on this. Astros, -1.5 runs. I don't care who pitches. I don't care who plays. Okay, that's how bad the A's are. They are absolutely awful. I think it was a 5-1 final last night, right? So don't got to worry about totals. Don't got to worry about anything. Just you know, not laying $5 on the money line, run line, minus 140, 1.4 units down on the Astros in baseball to win on the run line. Second bet to hockey. Man, look, I think the over is an okay play, but I also lean towards the under tonight for Carolina. Something tells me the game's going to be a carbon copy, not a four overtime game, but I think it's going to be low scoring 3-2 final between Carolina and the Florida Panthers. The total is juiced to the over 5.5, though. Leads me to believe that the books think that 6 is the right number for this game. So maybe you want to bet over. I will make a decision going right before pregame for the game starts as to what I'm going to bet. I lean towards the over, but I'm not there. I can't do it. The only bet that I can actually make here is the first period under 1.5 goals. I think it's a 1-0 first period, depending on whose side's going to be on. It's only minus 110. And again, Carolina is 3 in 12 now for first period overs. Florida is 3-13 for first period overs. Same place, same bet. 1.1 units down, under 1.5 goals, first period, Carolina and Florida. Very well might bet the under personally, or sorry, the over personally at 5.5. That may be a play. I played it in the first game and I missed. I played it last night for the Knights and it came in 4-3 final. That was nice. We got that. Vegas won as well, which is equally nice to take a 1-0 lead. First time, only second time in the whole play in the playoffs, 8-2 now. Dallas, when they score first, they lost. Doesn't happen very often. Big win for Vegas last night. That's huge. But we're going to take under 1.5 goals in the first period for Carolina and Florida tonight. And then to the NBA game. And it's a little bit of a coin flip. Okay. With 222, the first move was to the under for this. It opened at 4. It's now 5.5. I don't like that number. 5.5, 6 gets me very concerned. It's the same thing that happened with the Lakers catching 5.5 and 6. Now they're laying 5.5 and 6 in game 3. I want an in-game number. I think the Lakers win the game, but I want like 1 or 2. Okay. And I think at some point during the game, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get 1 and 2. So I don't think we have to make a play pregame on the side. I think we can make an in-game wager for this game. But from a total perspective of 222, the Lakers at home this year were an under team, 28-20. The Denver Nuggets on the road this year were a slight over team at 24-22. But I found this kind of interesting when you look at the way the Lakers have played this year in game threes, where, you know, they played away at Memphis. They were at home against Memphis. The game went under by 9.5 points. In game 3 against the Golden State Warriors, the game went under by 5.5 points. And now here we are, game 3 against Denver, with the first two games going over. On the other side for the Nuggets, however, who want to run and push tempo, they're the complete opposite. Game 3 back on the road, over by 7.5 points against Minnesota. Game 3 against Phoenix, 225, over by 10 points on the road to Phoenix. Here we are in game 3 again on the road. I think the Nuggets dictate tempo. And I think that's why this game's going to go wind up going over. I think the Lakers have a shot to win the game. I do, but I don't know. I'm going to in-game that side, but I'm going to bet over 222 for 1.1 units officially. All right. So 3 official plays: run line Astros minus 140, first period under minus 110 Panthers and the Hurricanes, and over 222 for the Lakers and the Denver Nuggets at 1.1 units. Now, I think Lomachenko's got a really good shot of beating Devin Haney tonight. The fight's going the distance, okay? Neither fighter will stop the other. The round total is 11.5, and the over is minus 450, I think it is. It's ridiculous, okay? This fight is going over. It's going to the cards. So, with that stated, who's going to be the more technical fighter? Haney's bigger. Haney's longer. Who fights at range? Lomachenko is getting up there in age. I'll give you that. Okay. But until I see Devin Haney be able to handle the best of Lomachenko's footwork, which he's healthy, the shoulder is right, I'm taking Lomachenko. It's too good. I mean, I don't know how the value, I hate that term, but what's the value on the bet? I think there's real value though on Lomachenko, and I think you can shop around and get some decent prices. Circa Sports is where I tend to go here in Vegas for my combat sports stuff, just because I respect the hell out of Nikki Kalakis, who does the combat sports stuff, and his opinion, someone I really do listen to. Plus 235 at Circa Sports. Other books are at plus 250. I'm taking Lomachenko here. And then the other lean, not official, but the other lean is Mackenzie Dern against Angela Hill in the main event. Look, Mackenzie Dern, I mean, this fight's going to end with a submission. I mean, just kind of like, it's how it is. It's kind of strange that it's plus 180 on Mackenzie Dern because she's lost two of her last three fights. So Angela Hill has won her last two fights, but Angela Hill is way older than Mackenzie Dern. Mackenzie Dern is making weight now. Mackenzie Dern looks great on the scale. 115 pounds. Yes, the reach advantage is there for Angela Hill, but she's getting long in the tooth. She does land a lot more than Mackenzie Dern, and Mackenzie Dern can get hit, but so can Angela Hill. And look, Mackenzie Dern, takedown defense for Hill is pretty good, 77%. But remember the last time we were talking about the UFC and what would happen when we had a dominant Brazilian ground game? Rozenstruik had a 75% takedown defense. He was taken down in the first round and got submitted pretty fast. Okay. Not saying it'll happen that fast for Angela Hill, but I mean, we're talking about, you know, Mackenzie Dern's going to fire consistently trying to take down Angela Hill and try to go and submit her. It's plus 180. I like that. You can bet that as well. If you want to combine the two, it's 8-1. If you want to go get a little crazy, you can parlay that Lomo money line and then Dern by submission at plus 180. It's 8-1 return, but I like Lomachenko to win. I'm pulling for him, but not official. Okay. Three official plays are over 222 in the Laker game, under 1.5 goals in the first period for Carolina, and the Astros on the run line at minus 140. If I add, I'll do it in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it is the Daily Juice Podcast being brought to you by BetMGM.